Tuesday, religious oppressors. When people are oppressed, it is bad. But when people are oppressed by religious people, it's worse. It's the worst. And we hear about scandals of priests, of spiritual leaders, acts in misleading young persons into perverted sexual behaviors. It's abnormal misuse everywhere. Religious oppression. Now, in Isaiah chapter 1, in verse 10, we hear, "Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah," Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities at the coast of the Dead Sea, or better to say, at the bottom of the Dead Sea now, because of their bad moral actions. These two cities fell into the pit. The bottomless abyss. Verse 11. "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fat beasts. I delight not in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination upon me." And so on. "When you spread forth your hands," verse 15, "I will hide my eyes from you. When you make many prayers, I will not hear." We are astonished. Did they come to the temple? They bring their sacrifices. What's wrong? "Your hands are full of blood." That's the point. "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil." The prophet Micah in chapter 6, verse 6 to 8, he says, "Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and how myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old?" So is this something, is it fine for him when I come like this? "Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams?" Thousands. "Or with 10,000s of rivers of oil?" "Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Should I do this?" He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God?" Now here is the answer. Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly. Christians.